the next half hour on the Jerry Bader Show, we'll be talking with David Fiorazzo of Wisconsin Media Check, seeing what they discovered. By the way, you can find them anytime at wismediacheck.com. You can send them media bias tips at wismediacheck.com. That is a great point. Leave that one up, Jason. Now, however, also we have a CRAN report in the next half hour as well. So very busy next half hour. I want to discuss the latest on Flight 370. This is just one of the most amazing mysteries. And there are all sorts of reasons to believe that there was a well-orchestrated plan. I don't know what I believe, but I'm just telling you, I accept that there's reasons to believe there was a well-orchestrated plan to make the aircraft disappear from all of... There are so many things that monitor the location and performance of a commercial aircraft these days, and none of them were in play. But the latest on this now... Hang on. Something over here. There we go. I accidentally put this to the side. Earlier today, a Reuters report says military data suggests that missing Malaysia Airlines Flight 370 was deliberately flown 100 miles off course toward India's Andaman Islands, heightening suspicions of foul play among investigators. Last night, CBS News reported that there are also some of the systems that would track the plane were sequentially shut off, not that they failed. So there's an effort to disappear this plane. A listener points something out. She's absolutely right. I cannot believe that not one of the passengers pulled out their cell phones to make a call. What was going on that they wouldn't or couldn't? So now the belief is that it was flown hundreds of miles and they're still throwing around how long it might have been in the air. It could be hours. Well, how many people would have to be on the airplane to force them to give up their cell phones? I mean, everybody has a phone on a plane these days. Everybody. An aircraft flew off course. Okay, what would be the theory? Now, this is where it gets even more intriguing. Jason, how is it possible that they didn't have to be forced to give up their phones at all? How is it possible that it could have flown off course for hours and nobody says, hey, we're going in the wrong direction and what the hell, something's going on here? What's the most obvious answer? What's the most obvious? You don't have it, it's easy. They didn't know. That they didn't know. That this was done so quietly, so covertly. Now I'm just throwing stuff against the wall. I'm not saying I believe any of this. That they didn't know. What would that lead you to believe? That the pilot was involved. I am going to tell you, the more that we hear about this, the more I'm beginning to suspect that someone on the flight crew was involved. Again, I don't know anything. We still don't know where the damn plane is. But I'm just saying, this does sound like an inside job. And it is sounding more and more. And just, I've got a couple versions of the latest up here. Fox News, investigators trying to solve the disappearance of a Malaysian airline jetliner are looking at sabotage or hijacking after examining military radar data reports suggesting the plane was purposely flown hundreds of miles off course. The only way you keep 239 people, probably 98% of them with cell phones, quiet is that they don't know. Or that they're told a legitimate reason why and they trust the flight crew so they don't violate the rule against using cell phones in mid-flight. That would be the only other explanation. Reuters is reporting that analysis of the Malaysia data suggests the Boeing 777, Boeing 777, carrying 239 people on board, diverted from its intended northeast route from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing and instead flew west using airline flight paths normally taken to the Middle East and Europe. This points to the theory the plane was being flown by the pilots or possibly someone familiar with those routes. It would have to be, you would think, almost a commercial pilot, someone, I mean, this to me sounds like a pretty deep inside job if this latest information is true. And I stress if it, the latest information is true. Malaysian police have previously said they were checking whether any passengers or crew had personal or psychological problems that might offer clues. Again, to be flown hundreds of miles off course without not one person using a cell phone to say, hey, yeah, if you don't have service. I don't know. At that altitude, that's hard to say. It really is hard to say if they would have had service or not. I don't know. That's a good question, too, though. It's very possible you couldn't get service out there. But if it happened early enough, you would think they would. Yeah, what do they have to say? I don't want someone to just be an expert and say, no, there's absolutely no phone service in that area. Who knows? If they found out when they were still near Malaysia or some other country, there might have been cell service. Maybe, maybe not. That is a good point, though. I don't know. I don't know how close you get to countries with cell service as you fly through that glide path, or flight path, rather. I don't know. I have no idea. But it's just one mystery after the other. And then CNN, same thing. Reuters, citing unidentified sources familiar with the investigation, reported that whoever was piloting the vanished jet was following navigational waypoints that would have taken the plane over the Andaman Islands. And then there's the speculation, could the plane have landed on one of those islands? They say almost certainly not. That there's just no landing strip at all. That would accommodate a plane that size. All right, now here. Okay, how do you do this though? Okay, maybe it lost O2 and everyone died. Everyone in the cabin, but the pilots too. Yeah, he's talking about Payne Stewart. That happened to his plane. Use a gas to make them pass out. Boy, everyone's got all sorts of ideas here, don't they? I don't know. I mean, my honest answer is I don't think any of those are plausible. Okay, purposely dropped in altitude, make those without masks pass out. That wouldn't, a drop in altitude wouldn't do that. You have to lose cabin pressurization for that to happen. I know everybody's got a theory now. None more or less plausible really than any other. It does sound now like this was more and more, it's sounding like a foul play, but toward what end? Absolutely bizarre. 10:29. If you're a regular listener to the show, you know Jason and I have been feuding about whether winter is ever going to end. Jason is convinced, no, it's not. It's just going to stay forever and ever and ever. I'm not, and I actually started looking for spring-type clothes recently, and I have almost a new wardrobe because of the pounds that I've shed, about 32-ish now, with Proactive Weight Loss Solutions. Went to the bin in the basement. I've got all sorts of light-colored pants that are going to be great for spring because they actually fit again, and they're almost like new because when I got them about 4 years ago, I almost immediately grew out of them horizontally, not vertically. Proactive Weight Loss Solutions, as I said, I've lost better than 30 pounds now since late January. And I know it sounds like a lot of weight. And those of you listening outside the Green Bay area, I know you're new to this, but yes, you can lose as much as 40 pounds in your first month and do so safely and keep it off. It's a multifaceted weight loss program. It restores your body's healthy physiology. To learn more, you can call Dr. Litwin at 920-268-1386. Those of you new to this, I know I've got to do this slowly and loudly. 920-268-1386. It's working for me. It's working for Jerry Bader Show listeners who've already tried it out. It can work for you. Give a call, free assessment. Maybe it's right for you. Maybe it's not. No risk in finding out. 920-268-1386.
For all things Jerry Bader, jerrybadershow.com.